Welcome back to CCRS.
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk today. We're your hosts, Deloxi and
Shay.
So this week we're going to start off with a story that Shay's going to read for you. It is so, so devastating. So it's called the Alligator River Story, and here we go.
Once upon a time, there was a woman named Abigail who was in love with a man named Gregory. Gregory lived on the shore of a river. Abigail lived on the opposite shore of the river. The river that separated these two lovebirds was teeming with man-eating alligators. Abigail wanted to cross the river to be with Gregory. Unfortunately, the bridge had been washed away by a heavy storm the previous evening and had no way of getting across the river. Abigail went to a man named Sinbad, who was a riverboat captain. She asked Sinbad if he would take her across the river so she may be reunited with her Gregory. Sinbad said he would be glad to do it, but for a price. Sinbad told Abigail that he would only take her across the river if she consented to go to bed with him prior to taking her across. Abigail promptly refused and went to her friend named Ivan to explain her plight. Ivan did not want to get involved at all in this situation and politely told Abigail so. Abigail felt her only alternative to get across the river and be reunited with her loved one, Gregory, was to accept Sinbad's terms. Sinbad fulfilled his promise to Abigail and soon after delivered her into the arms of Gregory. When Abigail told Gregory about her amorous escapade in order to get across the river, Gregory was furious and he cast her aside with disdain. Heartsick and dejected, Abigail turned to her friend Slug with her tale of woe. Slug, feeling compassion for Abigail, sought out Gregory and beat him up ever so brutally. Abigail was delighted to see Gregory getting his due. As the sun set over the horizon, we can hear distant laughter of Abigail towards Gregory. The end.
So that, my dear friends, is the Alligator River story. So as listeners, we have a question for you. How would you rank the characters on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the most offensive and 5 being the least offensive? And why would you do so? Shay and I did the same ranking, and we're going to tell you how we ranked them in just a minute. Before we start, though, why don't you listen to us and how we debate and how we talk and note down the kind of phrases we use and the kind of language that we use when speaking to each other? We use terms like, I see where you're coming from, I see your perspective, and we use methods to clarify each other's points so we're not just jumping into just our side and just going from there. So without any more to do, so in terms of rankings, Shay is going to talk about hers first.
So just to clarify on what the last one said, we can be using positional bargaining, or we can be using
interest bargaining.
And you can tell us what you think. So I will be telling you what my rankings are, and they are from most terrible to least terrible. Abigail is number 1 for me. Gregory is number 2. Ivan is number 3. Slug is number 4. And Sinbad is number 5.
For me, the ratings differ greatly. So for me, the most offensive was Sinbad. Number 2 was Slug. Number 3 was Abigail. Number 4 was Gregory. And number 5 was Ivan.
So I'm going to tell you guys now why my number 1 was Abigail. And then we're going to go to Deloxi for her to explain her number 1. My number 1 was Abigail because she went against her own morals. She made a choice of her own free will. She ended up getting Gregory beat up, and she felt happy about it and even laughed at him.
My number 1 was Sinbad because it's very simple, actually. He seemed to be the least moral person in the story. He knew that Abigail was in a plight. She had no other option. She was stuck, and she wanted to go see the love of her life, and she mentioned the love of her life, but instead of helping her or like trying to find a method of payment that she can pay him for his services, he asked her to go to bed with him. And it doesn't seem right for him to take advantage of someone and stuck in that kind of situation. So he's not my number one.
But Jalaxi, did Abigail try at any point to kind of negotiate with Sinbad? Did she offer him a different service? Did she try to bargain for something else? Or did she just say, oh, well, I don't want what you want, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm an immoral person and I want to make that own decision on my own?
How can you assume she was immoral? How can you assume she didn't try to negotiate? It doesn't say that she didn't. It doesn't say she did either. So how can you just assume that she didn't try for different options, the different ideas, the different methods of payment?
Well, I can only go by what the story says, but at the same time, she's immoral because she loved this man so much that she was willing to sleep with somebody to get to him, and then she had him beat up and laugh.
At the same time, though, you're making up assumptions because it doesn't say that she didn't offer him a different option. When he went to him the first time and he gave her this wonderful option of his, she said no and she walked away. When she had no other choice, did she go back to him again? She just wanted to see the love of her life.
But she did have other choices because she could have swam. The alligator might have eaten her, but she could have swam. She could have stayed on the shore and waited till Gregory came to her. She could have just not done it. She didn't bargain for anything else. She didn't try it. Even if she did, she still didn't have to do it at the end of the day. And I know she's immoral because she laughed at Gregory and got him beat up.
Okay, have you seen what he did? He didn't even give her a chance to argue nor defend herself. He heard the story, the basis of it, and kind of kicked her out. He was like, no, I don't want to do anything with you anymore. And how is that? And then maybe she shouldn't have gotten beaten up, but Slug was a compassionate person. He felt sorry for her. He felt empathy for her. So he went to go defend her and to fight for her heartbreak. How is that a bad thing?
That is positional negotiation. And moving on to our number twos, my number two is Gregory. I think that he is number two because he completely disregarded Abigail with disdain. And this is a person who he had a previous relationship with who he should have loved, but obviously didn't love that much as Abigail did. And here's Alexi.
Well, I put down Slug because he got involved in the conflict that wasn't his, and he just went, instead of trying to talk to Gregory, he went to go beat him up. It was done out of empathy, but it was still unnecessary. But I don't disagree with your choice either. Gregory is not so high in my books either. He was disdainful to the woman that she loved him beyond anything and would do anything to get to him. He just kind of like threw her away because she did something that he didn't agree with.
Okay, so we can kind of agree on that one. We didn't need any negotiation there. Number three is, for me, is he did not help his friend when his friend obviously needed help, and he was directly asked by Abigail to help her by taking her across, and he said no, even knowing what Abigail's options were, which is terrible.
Okay, I'm not going to fight you on that one either, because Ivan is... I can kind of see a side. I see where he's coming from in the sense that it's not his conflict, it's not his issue. And maybe he felt like he was overstepping his bounds as a friend, you know, jumping into something that doesn't involve him or anything. So I can see his side. But at the same time, if someone's backing up that kind of a situation and comes to you for help, you should help them. But either way, my number three was Abigail, because I don't believe that what she did was that offensive compared to the other two, because she did try other options to try to get across without going back to Sinbad, but in the end she had no other choice, so she did go back.
I agree with you there. My number four is Slug, because he beat somebody up, which is wrong, but he placed higher value on friendship, and that is admirable, in my opinion.
I'm right with you there. I put down Gregory originally, but I'm rethinking my choices. I don't believe he is less offensive anymore. I always found him really high on the offense list, but now he's ranking higher than he used to be. He's just a bum.
Agreed. So, final on my list as the least offensive, I have Sinbad. Just because I feel like he traded a service for a service, he gave Abigail the option, and he did not force her into anything at all. he didn't have to take Abigail anywhere, and he was the only person who actually offered to help her. He followed through with what he said he was going to do, and he had no prior relationship with Abigail and no obligation to take her anywhere. He might also have not viewed what he asked for, which was taking her to bed, as something wrong. He might have thought it was okay.
And how is it to make it less offensive? Because clearly, as we all know, I don't think that he is the least objectionable. He did offer, he knew her situation, and even he had no empathy for her. He had no sense of, he didn't look at it from her perspective or like her, he wanted his needs fulfilled and that's it. He cared about nobody else. And I think that's deplorable.
But what if his needs were something else? What if it wasn't taking her to bed? Would you think that a stranger asking a stranger for a favor would only be right if they also give something back? Maybe that was the only thing that Sinbad needed.
How is it making, but at the same, sure, maybe that may be the case, but that doesn't mean you ask someone to give up their morals and take advantage of the situation and make them go to bed with you.
But again, he didn't force Abigail to do that. Abigail made a decision.
Because she had no other choice. He knew that she had no other choice when he made the offer, and he just took advantage of it.
You always have another choice. She could have stayed where she was.
But she wanted to see her soulmate.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
Well, what's your number five?
My number five was Ivan, because while he didn't step in, which is good in the fact that he didn't want to get involved in the conflict that didn't involve him, he still could have helped. That's my opinion. He could have helped as a friend. He didn't. He didn't get involved. He just wanted to stay out of it because it wasn't his conflict, and he'd want to overstep his boundaries. So that makes sense as to for why he's number five.
That's fair, but he was a bad friend. But I understand your reasoning on that one, or I understand where you're coming from on that one.
My lines, I see.
Absolutely. So that was more or less an example of positional negotiation, which brings us to kind of closing off. You've heard our rankings and you've heard our reasons and you heard us duke it out. What did you guys think? Let us know on the message board on Facebook or on Twitter. Links can be found in our show description, and you can also send us an email at ccrs@durhamcollege.ca. If you want to know more about reasons for conflict, like the one we just did, which was all about value, please do find us on Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget, CCRS offers free and confidential mediation services to help guide you out your conflict fog and into the light. Email us. We want to help. We're your hosts, Shay and
Galaxy,
signing off. And remember, when you speak, you are only repeating what you already know. But if you listen, you may learn something new. Ciao for now.
Bye.